This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine coming to you live from Mercedes Me on the corner of Collins and King Street. Now, continuing our discussion, we're speaking, Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor, has left us, but Simon Topless. Simon's the Associate Director of Jackson Clement Burrows, and they're one of Melbourne's most important architecture firms, and in fact, you guys did the design for this space, for Mercedes Me, which had to have a particular Melbourne flavour, was one of the briefs, wasn't it? Because each Mercedes Me is unique around the world.
Yeah, well, that's...
So, sorry, welcome, Simon.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, they came to us with, a really complex brief. They said, first they wanted to be different to any of the other Mercedes. They wanted to be very Melbourne-specific. They wanted it to really become part of, the Melbourne fabric, in terms of the city fabric, which was sort of really exciting for us, and we had sort of their comparative stores to look at overseas. And then they said, we don't want this to be just a cafe, and we don't want it to be a showroom. We want it to be somewhere where we can have events for Fashion Week. We want it to be somewhere where we can have TED Talks. We want it to be somewhere where we can have a car opening. But, you know, we do want it to be able to run as a cafe 9 to 5 and people to be able to sit in here and have a breakfast.
Because one of the features I really like is this, you know, is the next level up, which sort of sits above us.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Seemingly most of it not supported, but that's because it's hanging from the roof.
That's right.
So, you know, there's all this free space underneath. Yep. One of the interesting things, you know, is the plants, for example, that, you know, this is a feature of it, the plants growing in here, and over time, obviously, they're gonna take a bigger role.
Yep.
When you're designing this, Simon, so you had a very specific brief, and you knew the location, and you knew it was, because it's one of, I think, only 7 in the world, it had to be something pretty special, didn't it? It had to be unique.
Well, we came into it with a pretty, strong conceptual premise at the start. We sort of worked with this this idea of the frame and the veil. And you see, yeah, just over here we've got this wonderful curtain which can transform the space, and it can actually come out and wrap around the whole space. And then we sort of started with this idea because it needed to cross between cafe and event, and sort of this idea of theatre and the frame and the framework, yeah, you can see around us became a design language that evolved. And when I was doing some research early on the project, we came across these wonderful images of some of the early Mercedes factories, and what really unlocked it for us was these Mercedes factories, this beautiful steelwork from the 40s and 50s, and everything was hung from the ceiling structure and allowed this sort of free plan factory floor, and it just sort of really unlocked an approach to how we could sort of approach this sort of floor around here. And then the framework becomes, one, it's a sort of decorative element to the space, but two, it supports and hangs the structure you can see, but then it allows us to, it's our plant is, it's our lighting rigs, it's where the speakers are, it's where the display boxes, yeah, are. It's becomes a lot more than simply just a sort of simple architectural feature. It's literally the space.
And it's a very high-tech space,
yeah,
as,
yeah,
well. So, a lot of the, it's a very interactive space, but, you know, I come here during the day, sometimes during the week. Well, I do come here during the day, And, you know, there are people working, there are people meeting, there are people eating. Yep. I think they're now doing Friday night drinks, which is proving pretty popular. But because this is now almost the centre of the CBD, because of the extension over Spencer, yep, Street and Docklands, you know, finally, I think, is starting to fire. As an architect, you do a lot of work around the city of Melbourne. Sally was talking about the mix between, you know, trying to get the balance between residential and commercial development, sometimes combining the two. What sort of a challenge does that create in terms of, you know, designing a building or refurbishing a building, redesigning a building, to get that mix to keep it Melbourne? I know, it's a long question.
You've loaded that question quite heavily.
That's what I do.
I think especially for this space, I mean, like, we could have approached it just as a straight cafe or, you know, but it really wanted to be much more of a lounge room to the city, and especially part of this development. It was a, you know, key site in this, the development of Rialto, and we recognised that to begin with. And I think, you know, coming down here when this was a building site, we were designing to a shell and a commercial building, and this was literally still a building site, and we came in and it's a slab. But, you know, there was a real buzz on the streets. You could see what it was like at lunchtime.
They're going, what's going on there?
And, you know, and there's hundreds of people streaming past at 9 in the morning. There's a real buzz around it at lunchtimes. It's a part of the city that's really transforming at the moment, and I think that's absolutely fantastic. And we're talking, you know, it's the West is the new East, and I think there's, you know, the tremendous stuff going on in the Docklands that will see that transform over the next 20 years. And, you know, we're at the Paris end of the city, the CBD, where our office is. But you can just see this end of the city now really starting to evolve. And so this, we will approach it like this could be a real lounge room for the Rialto. Yeah. We sort of felt that this could be, where we wanted this to be where people could come down and meet, where they could come down and hang out, that it could become much more than simply just a cafe. And you see that in the space. I mean, the library upstairs, yes. I think there's people that have job interviews in there.
It's fabulous. Yeah. And that image on the wall of the... whether it's an engineering area...
The drawing room
in the Mercedes-Benz design department in the, you know, many decades ago. But again, it's got a cleanliness, but also a feel about it, doesn't it? You think, I'd like to work there.
I'd like to work there. Yeah. Well, I think like that image, that was probably one of the other images that sort of, at least that drove the language in a sense. You know, that was a really wonderful image. And if anybody's here and comes down to the store and gets a chance to have a look at it, it's one of the original drawing rooms where they would draw cars at 1:1 scale, literally. And then there's a car parked in there, and you've got the five engineers and a beautiful, beautiful space, not dissimilar to this, double height in a sense. You know, these massive drawing boards and even just that simple language of the drawing boards drives some of the detailing language upstairs at the espresso bar. There's big, big sliding panels which can slide up and down and allows it to go from display boxes which are on show during the day to, if an event, they can close them down and transform it to a little sort of mini bar type atmosphere. So lots of these little triggers, I think, imbued it with a sense of Mercedes, I think, their heritage as well.
Yeah, and you have to walk around the store, to see that. Look, we've got a couple of minutes left. I was going to ask you, what other projects do you have going on around the city or near the city that, you know, that people should keep an eye out for?
As a company, we've got lots of... I do a lot of work with universities in Melbourne, a lot of work with Monash University, and a lot of work with... just got a large project done with La Trobe University at the moment. But I'm doing a really exciting project with Monash down at their Peninsula campus. It's not in the city specifically, but it's a project using Passive House, which is a really wonderful new sort of sustainable principal design approach, and using CLT, which is cross-laminated timber construction. Yep. I think there's some really, really exciting things going on in the city. We've got quite a little bit of multi-res going on in the city, some little fit-outs, but sort of a lot of stuff in the periphery. I think we've worked extensively across Melbourne. But
do you have a dream building you'd like to build, you'd like to design? What's your...
I love places where people get to... Where people get to enjoy and people get to live day to day. That's what sort of excites me, almost the spaces in between.
Yeah.
I cut my teeth in London working on performing arts centres and theatres.
Okay.
And was very lucky that my first project that I worked on as a grad was a restoration of a variety theatre in London. And you know, theatres are absolutely wonderful public spaces that everybody gets to own in the end, as are libraries. So those sort of, you know, public spaces where there are moments that people just get to enjoy and live and work and play and eat and sleep and, you know.
And those spaces have got
And people get to share, I think. And that's what this is. It's a space that I think Mercedes-Benz very generously shares with Melbourne in a much broader way than what a cafe normally is.
And it's, you know, people struggle with the concept of the store. They expect that, you know, when they're having a coffee, a salesman is going to come over and, you know, want to talk to them. It's very low key.
Yeah.
If you're interested, there are people here that, you know, we'll talk to you about it and, you know, perhaps put you in contact with a dealer. But it's not a sales.
No.
It's actually a, you know, a brand experience. And, yeah, we do share it with Melbourne. That's one of the great things about it. And it's actually, you know, I was saying to the Lord Mayor a few years ago at this end of town, you wouldn't have seen people walking around.
No.
Well, if they were, they were probably lost. Or they just struggled out of some dodgy nightclub down the road. But now, you know, there are people walking around. Mm. So, I want to thank you because this is won an architecture award, your work here, and that's pretty significant. You know, strong competition.
Yeah, it's great to be recognised by your peers, to present it to your peers, and to then bring them down here and show them around and give them the conceptual premise of the project, and for them to really enjoy it and to agree that you've done something that's a little bit beyond what's expected. I think
there's no greater recognition really than from your peers,
no,
is there?
No.
You know, they're pretty hard markers, and
they're very hard markers. it's a pretty confronting to present to a jury,
yeah,
and to share it with them. But it's wonderful when they you know give you that award. So
yeah. Yeah. It's no different in radio. You know, the radio awards. They're pretty hardly judged. Look. Simon Topless, thank you. Jackson Clement Burrows, thank you for the work you've done here. I love this space.
It's great.
I think it's a fantastic space, and look forward to you know that work, particularly at the universities and with some of those materials. I think that's going to be interesting to see that roll out.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
So thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.